In addition to confining occupational health hazards to the shadows in corporate America, the owners of the U.S. tobacco industry fought a successful, decades-long rearguard action against the claims that cigarettes are a leading cause of cancer. Utilizing one hired expert after another, they bought time while they diversified their ownership away from tobacco. Contrary to the popular belief that the link between smoking and cancer was demonstrated in post-war Britain and America, it was in Germany in the late 1930s that we first find a broad medical recognition of both the addictive nature of tobacco and the lung cancer hazard of smoking, according to Proctor. The Nazis were among the first to ban smoking in public places such as Nazi party offices, post offices, hospitals, rest homes, and waiting rooms, a restriction today becoming prevalent across America. In 1938, the Nazi Luftwaffe barred all smoking on its properties. As in modern America, limitations were placed on tobacco advertising. Much of the attack on alcohol and tobacco stemmed from the Nazi ideals of racial hygiene and Aryan purity. But it also was well supported by German science. Although the connection between smoking and cancer has been theorized for many years, it was the German physician Fritz Lickent who brought the connection to public knowledge with the publication of his 1939 opus, Tabak and Organismus, or Tobacco and the Organism. In 1940, Lickent, described as most hated by the tobacco industry, escaped persecution by the Nazis for belonging to the Social Democratic Party, thanks to official Nazi support for his anti-tobacco work. As in America from the 1960s to the 1980s, German tobacco interests formed organizations and hired various experts to counter the claims of anti-tobacco activists. As in America, they claimed that the medical evidence against tobacco was unscientific and the propaganda of health fanatics. But it was an uphill fight, considering the amount of scientific data then available, plus the fact that Hitler disdained tobacco and alcohol. In the widespread National Socialist effort to stamp out both smoking and drinking, it was continually pointed out that Hitler neither smoked nor drank. Hitler would not permit his lover, Eva Braun, or his deputy, Martin Bormann, to smoke in his presence. Once, Hitler even suggested that tobacco was the wrath of the red man against the white man, vengeance for having been given hard liquor. It was also publicly noted in wartime propaganda that while Hitler, Mussolini, and Franco were non-smokers, Churchill, Roosevelt, and Stalin all smoked cigarettes, cigars, or a pipe.